This is episode number 2227 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, June 9th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Nick Cannon confirms he's having more babies
year. No.
Yep.
Nick, come on now.
Nick's keeping the stork in business.
Well, not only that, he's keeping his child support in business. I guess that's what he plans to spend his fortune on.
I guess his child support.
Because how many kids does he have already? Like 20?
Passel.
Oh, my God. So he's going to have more kids, huh?
Yeah.
Like immediately going to have more kids?
Well, on Tuesday's episode of the Lip Service Podcast, Nick revealed that he is expecting more children this year.
Oh, my God. This year. That means he did some planning last year.
I don't think he planned. I think he likes the whole making babies process.
Well, the practice of it is fun. I will give you that. But making them...
Thanks for this, Nick Cannon.
Right.
And yeah, not just do. One baby.
More than one.
Not just two babies.
Which means multiple mommies.
Three babies are on the way.
Three? What do you think these women think of this guy?
So...
I mean, seriously.
So Nick joked that he had three babies on the way. And so when you say on the way... What count are you at? And so Nick says, let's just put it this way. The stork is on the way.
The stork is on the way.
Now, Nick welcomed three children in 2021.
Yeah, with different moms.
Then suggested he plans on breaking his personal record, stating if you thought it was a lot of kids last year.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Got to break that record.
Now, Nick says you might remember that he was seeing a therapist last year.
Yes.
And was celibate.
Yeah, because that was the cure. Uh-huh. That's the cure of not having more babies is remaining celibate.
Well,
thinking that didn't work.
By Christmas last year, that was kind of off the table. More kids are on the way.
Oh, my God. Nick. What happens if he stops having work? I mean, he's like a radio host. He sometimes will host a TV show or something like America's Got Talent. He's not on that anymore.
So. What I want to know is this is almost like an episode of Sister Wives or something. I mean, it's like, hey.
Well, yeah, right. Well, okay, from that standpoint that these women may or may not know until he fesses up. Oh, by the way.
You're just one of many mamas.
You're just one of many mamas.
One of my many baby mamas. It's like a collection.
What do you think Mariah Carey thinks of all this?
I was just thinking that. I mean,
that comes to mind that Mariah Carey's and Nick's twins, they're twins, right?
Uh-huh.
They have twins?
Yeah.
Now have all these half-siblings.
Yeah.
All over the place.
Well, it takes me back.
And they all want a part of dad's money. Luckily, their mom makes plenty of money, so they don't have to worry about dad's money.
Well, it takes me back to that sperm donor guy who has like 150 some odd kids.
The dad. The doctor?
That doctor.
Was the dad? Yeah.
Yeah. So Nick's doing it the natural way. He's doing an in-person donation.
In-person donation to these women that wants to have his babies. My God. Well, good luck to you. That poor stork. I'm telling you.
The stork is exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
We run out of pickles because of this. I'm going to be mad. Well, Christina Hack Almusa Anstead Hack Hall is showing off her new digs with new hubby Josh Hall.
Now, here's the deal with her. I'm serious. Now, you just gave out all of her maiden to married names that she has used.
Maiden to married names and back again.
And back again that she has used in the last 7 or 8 years, maybe 10. I mean, it can't be more than
that. Well, how long were her
and
Clark married?
Well, no, yeah. Like, Tay-Tay has got to be 12. I'm thinking she's 11 or 12.
I think she just had a...
Yeah. So, okay, let's say 13 years. That's still a long... That's a long journey.
Yeah.
Methinks
for all those names.
The problem. That's what I think, that she's the problem.
Well, she loaded a video showing off the new crib.
Oh, her. Well, yeah, because new hubby, new crib.
Naturally.
When you're rich like her, bitch be rich. Bitch be rich.
It's our fault.
Well,
it's
I don't know why. I mean, she's she's an attractive woman for her age. And, you know, she's very fake. I'm phony on TV. I don't think she's very real until she starts smoking the toad venom and does a Instagram.
But you've always liked her.
I like her a lot. I don't like following her on Instagram because she does actual ads for stuff. She goes, hey, guys, I like this fantastic chew cereal. It's just great. It's like it's great for your colon. It's great for your digestion. And I'm amazed by it. I'm obsessed. Get yours today. Swipe up. I hate those kind of Instagrams. It's like I got no use. And it's stuck in a story with other things I might want to see about her life.
Oh.
But then she comes up with by the way, there's a commercial here for, you know, some lip gloss that I wear. It's amazing. And I'm
not
obsessed.
Not that she needs to make any more money.
I'm curious
about.
That's
still money.
I mean, she's just trying to be relevant. I don't know. She's a 40-something influencer, and I don't know that anybody cares.
Well, she wants to make you care.
She should be selling.
She wants you to care about the lip gloss and colon cleansers as she does.
She should be selling countertops. She should be selling Delta faucets. That's what she's good at. Anyway.
Well, right now her video shows off the resort-like backyard complete with a pool as well as an all-white kitchen.
Jelly.
Floor-to-ceiling windows offering the ultimate sunlight. The house is ultra-modern and move-in ready.
I bet it cost a few mil. I bet it did. Like, a mil doesn't buy you much in California anyway, but I bet you it cost a few. This Josh Hall... You know what? He married up. he totally married up.
He did just fine.
Good-looking guy, smoking some toad venom. He's a happy dude.
He may not have been smoking the toad venom.
He introduced her to it. That's why everybody's pissed at her. And this is why Anstead's pissed at her. El Moose's pissed at her. It's
right.
Because Josh Hall introduced her to the thing.
So that he introduced her to it.
Yeah, they're not happy. They're not happy. So there you go. But anyway, I'm happy for them. They got a new house that they can make millions and millions of dollars on in equity just by buying it. So there you go. And putting her name on it. So Christina on the Coast.
They
you
still
know
gonna do that show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what? We need to have an HGTV show. After I watched this the other day with Halle Berry, she totally could pull that off. Totally could do flips. I think that's a new thing for her.
That's flips. You're not even
no,
trying.
No, I am trying. Now think about this for a second. Flips with a martial art flair.
You're not even trying.
All right, I'm out. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.